Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
Let's talk a little bit about statistics this morning. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, once you reach the age of 65, there is a 70% chance you will use some form of long-term care during your life. In fact, long-term care is the largest single risk you face during your retirement years. So let's talk just about this for a second. If we look at other risks that are out there, odds of a house fire, 1 in 1,200. So about 0.08% is the way that breaks down. So 99.2% chance your house is not going to burn down this year. Odds of a car accident, 0.4% or 1 in 240. Odds of ending up in a critical care unit, 21 in 900. That works out to about a 2.3% chance. And chance of needing long-term care after age 65, nearly 3 in 4, about 70%. So the reason why I bring this up today is because this is our largest risk that we face, and the vast majority of people out there don't know it. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a little bit fired up this week because Washington State passed this new law which is requiring people to either pay an income tax on all their wages they earn that's going to go into a trust fund and it'll provide them a long-term care benefit of $100 a day for a year sometime in the future if they pay into it for 10 years. Or their only other option is to get a private long-term care plan and pay into that, and then they can opt out of the tax. And what we've run into here in Washington State is it's bringing everybody out of the woodwork saying, hey, I want to get out of this tax, but they really don't know what long-term care is. They don't know what it is. They don't understand them. They don't know why it's important. And the reason why I started with this statistic is because this is why Washington State passed this law. And Washington State is the first state in the union that's going to do it, but they will not be the last. I can guarantee you that right now. There's several other states that are looking at something very similar where they're going to set up some kind of tax. And why? It's because they are going broke with Medicaid. People are spending all their money down. And remember, Medicaid forces you to spend your money down. So by the time you get on Medicaid, you're already financially destroyed. You've gone through all your liquid savings. You have less than $2,000. And then there's a lien on any real property that you own. And this is one of the biggest expenditures for all the states in the country right now. So that's why states are looking at that. But the problem I have with these statistics is that it doesn't matter if I said that was 99% or 98% or 3%. It's not going to motivate anybody to do something because most of us view life through our own personal experiences. So if we don't have any experience with long-term care, we don't know what it is. We don't know why it's important. We don't know why we need it. And it's hard to look out in the future and bet against yourself because you're young and you're healthy and you're working. Why would I need to worry about long-term care planning? So I'm always just, you know, I'm amazed this week at we're just getting call after call and email after email of people just trying to wrap their mind around like, oh, I've got to avoid this tax. How do I get a plan? But they don't really understand why this is such a big deal. The problem with long-term care is not only is it the largest risk you face during your retirement years, but it has the potential to just devastate you financially. And more importantly, it's going to put a lot of pressure financially, emotionally, and physically on the people that you care about most. And I think that's the biggest thing that people don't understand. If I have money, I don't need to worry about long-term care planning. It's like, okay, you have the stroke, you end up in the hospital, or you're diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Who actually steps in and starts making sure that you get the care you need? Who is making sure that those caregivers are doing their job correctly and paying them? Somebody in your family, most likely. If you don't have a long-term care insurance plan, if you don't have that team of professionals behind you, the case managers, the claim specialists, the care coordinators, you're on your own. Like I say, it's like the insurance company, if the house burns down and they show up and they drop off a sack full of money, that's what happens when you don't have insurance. You may have money in investments, but you're going to convert those investments to income, and then someone's got to figure out how to get you the care that you need and pay for that care and manage your situation on an ongoing situation. And that is what people also miss on long-term care planning. What we're really trying to do is not just dedicate a source of money to pay for that care, but also surround ourselves with those professionals so in a time of need, our care is not only funded, but it's managed. And that's the big thing that long-term care does. Now, long-term care out there can go from anywhere from $25 an hour for in-home health care up to, you know, $20,000 a month or more in a special memory clinic. In fact, I had a listener last week that called and said his mom was at home and they were trying to keep her at home, and they were able to keep her at home for a couple months, but then she got to the point where she needed 24/7 care, and they ended up spending $20,000 just in 1 month on that 24/7 caregivers, having somebody around the clock. And you just do the math, you start adding that up. So that is just, you know, long-term care can be all over the place, but what happens in most situations, people start out slow and then it ramps up. And usually it's a one-way street, and that's where the families have to get involved and they figure out, like, okay, you know, dad's not doing so well. I don't know if mom can take care of him anymore. We need to get some help in the house, or we need to find a place for him to go. And it just starts snowballing. It has that snowball effect. Now, I think most people out there that haven't had experience with long-term care believe they're just going to live a nice, fulfilling life and simply go to sleep and take their last breath at the end, right? We're going to go out and we're just going to have a nice long life and we're going to have one bad night. But the reality for most people is quite different. Medical advances are helping us live longer. Many of us will face years of declining ability simply from the fact that we're growing older. You know, I watched my grandmother. She worked well into her 70s, and then she just, you know, was slowing down a little bit. And then she got into her 80s, and then her sciatica caught up with her and her scoliosis, and pretty soon she just aged into a long-term care situation. And that's what happens. And so for a lot of people, they think that's where long-term care is. But remember, on the other side of that yardstick, a third of the people that file claims for long-term care are under age 65, believe it or not. And yeah, that's really from things like accidents. That's a leading cause, or cancer. You know, people falling and people getting cancer and people just, you know, getting in car accidents and getting head trauma. There's all kinds of things that can put you into a long-term care situation. But currently right now, this dad is a couple years old that I have here in my book, but it's over 12 million adults live in long-term care situations, and that number is expected to grow to double basically by 2050. So you just have to understand what long-term care is. The statistics for me just simply say, you know what? The odds are stacked against us. That's all we're saying with long-term care. Now, that being said, what is long-term care? Believe it or not, most people still don't understand really what long-term care is. And when I say long-term care, generally long-term care refers to the assistance that a person needs throughout the day when their health is compromised. It includes skilled and unskilled care, occupational therapy, general custodial care, including housekeeping chores, and, you know, meal preparation, bathing, dressing, eating, transferring, all those things that we do every day. But the vast majority of long-term care, like even from an insurance point of view, $3 out of $4 are paid out for custodial care. Custodial care is just the care that we give a loved one. You know, when mom moves in with us, she needs our help through the day. She doesn't need a nurse. She doesn't need a doctor. She needs our help through the day. That's what the vast majority of long-term care situations are. However, if you close your eyes, and please don't do that when you're driving, and I say long-term care, most people are going to think about a nursing home. A lot of people envision a hospital. And that is not what long-term care is about. Long-term care is about helping you get through the day. It's a safety issue. Now, it can be skilled nursing. You can end up in a nursing home. In fact, the vast majority of people that end up on Medicaid still end up in a nursing home because that's where Medicaid puts you. They warehouse you in a nursing home. But the general rule is it's custodial care. The idea of having long-term care plan in place is to help you as you age through life to stay in control of where you want to be and stay in control of your care choices. But again, most of it is just needing help from other people to get through the day. Now, we're going to spend a little bit more time on just talking about what long-term care is today, how it's different from medical care and some things. I just want you to understand the basics. And Then I've got a great client of the week this week, Leanne. It's good for those people out there that are just looking for a smaller plan to supplement maybe a pension and their Social Security. That's what we did for Leanne this week. So you're going to want to stick around for that at the bottom of the hour. But right now we're going to head into our first break. And when we come back, let's continue the discussion on picking up on what is different about long-term care situations and just general medical care. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care and have your questions answered is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So get the great peace of mind long-term care coverage gave my family and me. Sign up now for the free live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in. If you are new to Long-Term Care Radio, we are on the air several times on the weekend in the Seattle market, and then we also have our podcast available on our website at 525longtermcare.com, or you can get it on iTunes or just any of the podcast sites. Stitcher, I think, has it. You can even get your smart speaker to play it. But we bring this show in every week, and we just try to bring awareness to long-term care, some of the things that you need to know and ways you can put plans in place. What we really do is we come in and we do a class at least one every month. We generally do two, but this month we're only going to have one, and that's going to be Wednesday the 11th at 3 p.m., Again, that's going to be Wednesday the 11th. So next Wednesday, August the 11th at 3 p.m. And you can sign up for that class at 525longtermcare.com. Again, that's 525longtermcare.com. So look for that class and sign up for that. It looks like that's going to be the only one we're going to get on the calendar this month. But the idea of the class is really just to be able to let you, you know, get a 10,000 foot view of all these things we talk about here on the radio, and learn about some of these different programs and these different options. And then when you're ready to design that plan, it's just going to help you understand some of your choices. And then we can get down and really customize and design a plan for you. So again, Wednesday, that is August the 11th at 3 p.m. will be our next class. And you can just sign up at our website at 525longtermcare.com. So when we left off, I was talking a little bit about what, you know, long-term care is in general, and I think one of the big things that people need to understand is how long-term care is different from traditional medical care. This seems to be kind of a sticking point and a little bit of confusion out there. Medical care, as we know it, is for acute care with a goal of curing us from an illness or fixing us and getting us back to normal. So you think of, you know, you fall and you break your hip, they're going to patch that up. You get a bout of pneumonia, they're going to get you healed up and get you home and get you well. That's the acute care. The goal of long-term care is not to cure an illness, but to allow us to attain and maintain an optimal level of functioning. So again, when we're in a long-term care situation, this is where people get confused. I have that stroke. Now I need help going throughout the day. Why doesn't Medicare pay for that? Well, because what happens is they're going to pay to save you initially, get you to where you plateau, but then the rest of your journey might just be you need help from other people. That's not medical in nature. And that's the big difference I think people really struggle with is that, remember, you're always going to have your Medicare and you're always going to be able to use that for acute care, but Medicare does not pay for long-term care. There's really just two ways to pay for long-term care in this entire country. And we're going to get to that in just a second, but let's go back to the medical and what long-term care is. Long-term care encompasses just a wide array of medical, social, personal, and socialized housing services needed by individuals who have lost some capacity for self-care. So instead of just saying, yeah, we're going to provide your medicine or we're going to help you transfer, long-term care encompasses all those things. And when you think of like an assisted living facility where my grandmother moved into, she's going into a place where she's getting the services, she's getting the support, and she's got, you know, laundry service, she's got food, she's got meal, she's got Friday night social, all these things that kind of go together just to create an environment for her to thrive in. And it's not, you know, it's not medical related. So, excuse me, I come in and I do these shows in the morning and it is just really hard sometimes to get the throat warmed up and I apologize for that. But anyway, individuals who require long-term care services are generally not sick in what we call a traditional sense. I think that's just the takeaway. So we've got a long-term care situation. It doesn't mean you're sick. It doesn't mean you need a doctor or you're a nurse. Instead, they require assistance to perform the basic activities of daily living to support that independence, you know, helping you just get through the day with the meals, the bathing, the dressing, the laundry, the getting you to the doctor, things like that. That's just the big thing you got to keep in mind. Medicare is going to pay for acute care. Long-term care insurance pays for your long-term care journey. They're two different things. So again, I was saying there's two ways to pay for long-term care, and it really boils down to pay yourself, which is self-funding. There's no insurance. Everybody calls that self-insuring, but there is no insurance in that. You're just literally converting your assets to income to pay for whatever the care is. And then there's long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance is where you put a contract in place, and when you trigger that event, you end up in a long-term care situation, you are going to get a preset amount of money that you decided on to pay for that care. So if your monthly benefit is $5,000 a month, they will give you up to $5,000 a month. If it's $10,000, you'll get up to $10,000. You're the one that decides that. So that's really the only two ways you can pay for long-term care. So let's spend a second here and talk about Medicare and Medicaid and the VA. Medicare Part A is your hospital insurance, and Medicare Part B is just your medical insurance. That's when I'm going to the doctor and I'm just getting my checkups and doing things like that. It pays for acute care, but it does not pay for long-term care services. Here's where the confusion comes in on Medicare. A lot of people believe that Medicare is going to pay for the first 100 days of a long-term care journey. In fact, if you read the fine print in Medicare, they'll pay up to 100 days of skilled nursing care. But again, it's required by your doctor. Otherwise, you need that care. So it's not a matter of you get 100 days and you can use it to pay for the first 100 days of long-term care. The doctor has to say, yes, you need the help moving forward. So what happens in a lot of situations, like my friend's dad had a stroke. He goes to the hospital. Medicare's paying that. Maybe spends 3-4 days in the emergency room, and then they're going to put him in the nursing home or what they call the rehab center, and he's going to spend maybe another week or 2 weeks there. And what they're doing is they're coming in and checking every day, and they're just looking at vitals and looking at everything and seeing where you're at. And as soon as you plateau and you're not improving anymore, you're not getting closer back to where you were, that's when they're going to release you. And that's where Medicare is going to stop paying. So now the physical therapy and the help you need through the day is now a long-term care event. And that's the difference there. So remember, Medicare is for your acute care. That's what it pays for. Medicaid is an entitlement program designed to provide care for the poor. Now, it does pay health insurance. Believe it or not, that's like Apple Health in Washington State is what they call it, but that's just Medicaid. So if you're a family of four making, I think it's $60,000 or less, they're actually going to give you Medicaid, which is just your health insurance. However, Medicaid right now in this country is the largest payer of nursing home expenses. It's estimated about 80% of all nursing homes are paid by Medicaid. And that's because Medicaid system works that way. When you need help and you run out of resources and you can't pay for that home health care agency to come into your home anymore, you can't afford to pay for that assisted living, what Medicaid most likely is going to do is they're going to warehouse you. They're not going to send home health care workers to provide that 24/7 care for you. They're going to move you to a nursing home. And so that's why the vast majority of nursing homes are paid for by Medicaid. And think about it. That's where people are broke already. They've spent through all their assets. They've burned through their money, and they also give up their income. Remember, when you go on to Medicaid, if you have pension and Social Security, that money is used first. They're taking that money to pay for your care, and then they're going to basically just subsidize the difference. That's going to be the difference of Medicaid. So you give up your income as well, and you've already spent through your assets. And then the VA benefits, there are some different aid and attendance rules for the VA. But again, the VA is a means-tested program. So where I grew up in Monte Vista, Colorado, Home Lake Veterans Center is right there. That was the first one ever built in the state of Colorado. They have the little cottages where it's kind of independent living, and then they go all the way up to the skilled nursing unit or the nursing home in the center of the complex. But in order to move in there, it's means tested, and you end up giving up your income. They're going to take your income and your pension first and apply that towards the cost of living there, and then they're going to subsidize the difference. So again, it's a means tested program. So those are the government programs. So again, what we're talking about today is, what is long-term care? How is it different than medical insurance? How do you pay? It's really one of two ways. You either have long-term care insurance, or you're going to spend all your money down, because all of the government programs are going to be means tested, which means you have to prove that you need it from the physical point and also from the financial point. You have to be in a state of need to get the government programs. So that is kind of just a basic I wanted to start out the show today with, to just give you kind of a 10,000-foot view, because I know we have a lot of people out there that are suddenly trying to figure out, why is the state pushing this long-term care on me? Why is this necessary? And this is what you have to understand. It's that, number one, the odds are stacked against us. The odds of us ending up in a long-term care situation before we die are pretty stark. And in fact, there's other literature out there that says if we take a married couple, the odds of one of them in a long-term care situation is 92%. So when we're putting these joint plans together for our clients, I look at it and say, look, yeah, these asset-based plans, they'll pay your estate back if you don't use them, but there's a 92% chance that you probably are going to use this plan. So stick around. When we are going to take our next break here, and when we come back, I want to introduce you to Leanne, who is 68. She is our client of the week. I'm going to show you kind of what she wanted to do and what we ended up doing for her. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care and have your questions answered is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So get the great peace of mind long-term care coverage gave my family and me. Sign up now for the free live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor. As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care and have your questions answered is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So get the great peace of mind long-term care coverage gave my family and me. Sign up now for the free live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, you heard the ads. My next class, my next webinar is coming up next week on Wednesday the 11th at 3 p.m. And that's going to be it for August, believe it or not. I've got a couple of conferences to go to, and the weekends are just not going to be available. Getting my son out to college this year, so just a busy, busy August. And so we're going to try to squeeze this one in on the Wednesday, the 11th at 3 p.m. And again, just sign up at our website, 525longtermcare.com. What that's going to do for you is it's going to give you a it's going to give you basically a link when you sign up, and all you do is you click on that link. There's no executable. You don't have to download software or do anything like Zoom and some of these other platforms. The platform we use, you just click on the link, and you can watch the webinar on your phone. You can watch it on your laptop, your tablet, doesn't matter. And you can send your questions in, and you'll be able to hear the other questions as I will go through those questions at the end of the class. So next Wednesday, the 11th at 3 p.m. is our August class. So look for that at 525longtermcare.com. So let's talk a little bit about Leanne. Leanne is a 68-year-old retired. She is single. She lost her husband a few years ago. She has two adult children and three grandchildren. She would like to stay in her own home for the next couple of years, but is probably going to sell and downsize and maybe move to something closer to her kids. She doesn't know if she's going to buy or she's going to rent. Her goal moving into through her retirement years is just to be as close to her family and the grandkids as she can. Now, Leanne came to us because she had some concerns. You know, she always thought she was going to self-insure. That was always her husband's point of view. And she, again, stumbled across our podcast and started listening to Long-Term Care Radio. She thought she was too old. You know, she's 68. But she started listening to some of these client of the weeks, and so she reached out to us. She went to one of our classes. And her biggest concerns by far was becoming a burden to her family. You know, she has grown kids, she has grandkids, and she said, they're all busy. I don't want to be a burden on them. She wants to make sure that she has a plan that will help her cover her expenses. So she's really worried about the cost of long-term care because she's seen some people go through it. And she's like, man, it's expensive, and it gets expensive fast. She has a pension and she has Social Security, which covers most of her living needs, but she's afraid she could burn through her savings and her retirement accounts if she needed care for any extended period of time. And that's really what we're talking about is the long-term care. She watched her mom go through long-term care and saw firsthand how costly and how difficult it was to find reliable help. And that was one of the points that was sticking with her is she said, look, my mom had some assets. She had money. But the problem was we were always struggling trying to find the care. We didn't know who to call. We were always trying to make sure that we could find reliable people to provide that care. And she said it was just a lot of work, and she doesn't want her family to go through that. That's what she was really worried about. What I found out during our conversation is that she does have a lifetime pension, and she has Social Security. And those two right now cover the vast majority of her living expenses. So she can live off her Social Security and her pension right now. But she doesn't have a lot of extra money coming out of that. That's just kind of covering her expenses, and she lives somewhat frugal. She also has a retirement account that is kind of there for her extra needs. You know, if she needs a roof, if she needs a new car, if she needs to go on vacation, that's what the retirement account is for. But she was planning on just kind of trying to take minimal money out of that until she was age 72, when she would have to start taking her required minimum distributions. And by the way, they did pass that law. So by 2029, they're going to move up the required minimum distributions to age 73. And then it's going to go to 74. And by the time I retire, it's going to be to age 75. But that's the age you have to start taking out money that's in IRAs and 401ks. She would love to leave some money to her family. This was something else, Leanne. I just go down the wish list. What would you really like to do? What do you want your legacy to look like? You know, she doesn't want to be a burden on her family. Okay, when you pass away, what would you like to leave to your family? She's like, I'd like to leave something. I'd like to leave some money there. She goes, I'd like to help pay for college if I can. That would be something that would really make her feel good. So she said, those are some of my goals. I don't know if I can do it or not, but that's what I would like to do. She had some money in a CD that she was planning on using for long-term care. So again, I will give her credit on this. She thought about this. Her and her husband, they had some money. They had some conservative money just in cash and CDs, and she had been storing away. And she thought, well, I'm going to probably take required minimum distributions when I'm 72, and I'll pay the tax on that money, and I'll probably just put that money back into my savings account, or the vast majority of it, because in her mind, that was her long-term care insurance. She was going to self-fund, so she was going to use that cash and CD. So she thought about it. She had a plan, so I'll give her credit for that. She owned her home, so again, she's going to own her home. She's probably going to sell it, but she wasn't sure. She might rent, or she might buy something else. If she buys something else, she said, I probably won't have a lot of extra money out of that. I might have a little bit, but not a lot. She goes, or I might just sell the house and rent, depending on where the kids are. And then she just doesn't want to have to manage the house that she's in right now as she ages. Because of, you know, and I'll just tell you, go back to my assessment of her. Leanne was in pretty good shape. You know, physically, she was in good shape. Financially, she was okay. So if nothing extreme happened, she would be okay. But if she was one of those, like, right on the line vulnerability, if she ended up in a long-term care situation, like she got in a car crash tomorrow, she could easily go broke. She could easily spend through her savings and her retirement accounts, and then that would just leave her pension and Social Security. And the problem with that is people that have pension and Social Security to get any help from the government on Medicaid, well, they're going to take all that anyway. So she would end up literally broke. So that was my assessment of her. Since she was planning on self-insuring and had actually dedicated an amount of money, I was able to look at that savings and CDs and say, okay, so you have this nest egg. You're not using that for anything else. That's not going to college education. That was going to be for long-term care. She said, yes. I'm like, great. So I set that money aside and kind of penciled that out. Because her pension and Social Security were both lifelong, you know, her biggest risk was the gap, the difference between what she would need with her pension or Social Security to pay for a long-term care event. Now, let me explain this, something that's very important. If there's a couple, the biggest risk for a couple by far is having one person have to go to an assisted living or a nursing home type of facility, something outside the house, because now we have the cost of two households. That's the biggest risk for married couples. For a single person, that's not really the case, because you can try to age in home, but you also, when you move to the assisted living facility, you don't have to keep the house for the spouse. And this is what my grandmother went through. When she moved to the assisted living facility, her husband, it was her third husband, by the way, and that's a whole different podcast I'm going to get going someday, but her third husband was staying in that home and did not want to move out. He's like, I'm going to stay back here. I don't want to move to the assisted living. So they had the cost of the assisted living facility. Then they also had the cost to maintain the home. And he did that for about a year and a half before he finally tapped out and they sold the home and he moved into the assisted living. But that's the biggest risk you have for two people. When there's just a single person, if it was just my grandmother, she would have just sold the home right away and moved to the assisted living facility. So that would have given her a little bit more cash flow, a little bit more money. So Leanne's biggest issue really right now for her is, as a single person, she can move out when she wants to, but she has just got to be able to cover that delta, the cost between what her Social Security and pension would provide her if she moves into an assisted living facility. So if she's got $6,000 a month of income and the place is $10,000 a month to stay, she's got to come up with that other $4,000. So that's just really what we are looking at. And to remember, to qualify for Medicaid, Leanne would have to spend all of her money down. If she still had a house, they would put a lien on the house. But if she sold her house, she would have to spend all of that money down too. So that's where you're at the risk of being broke. You're saying, well, if I'm self-insuring, how much money do I need? I don't know. So I can't spend that money on things like grandkids and trips and colleges and stuff like that. So we just really looked at this from a point of view. It's like, how do we fill this gap for Leanne? That's what we really needed to do. So this is what we did. I took a look at her savings. She had the savings account sitting there, savings and CDs. It ended up being about $142,000. And I said, you know, assure me that, you know, why you have this money sitting there. And she goes, well, that's my long-term care money. And I said, what would happen if you needed a new roof or you needed to buy a new car? She goes, well, that's what my retirement account's for. She goes, I've got to take that money out anyway, but this is just my dedicated money to help me cover long-term care costs. That's what I wanted to set that aside for. So I said, what if we use that to set up a long-term care plan then and get you a lot more coverage than the $142,000 you have? And so that was really what we looked at. And so we took that single deposit that she had. It was roughly $142,000. And that was money that had some matured in some CDs and some money market accounts that she had. And we deposited that with the insurance. Now, what this does for Leanne, it gives her an initial bucket of money. Think of that long-term care insurance as a bucket of money. She's going to go from $142,000 that she has in the bank to $468,000 in her long-term care insurance bucket. And she can pull out $6,251 a month. That's over $75,000 a year that she's going to have extra now to pull out for long-term care. Now, remember, it's a bucket of money. That's going to last her 6 years if she's pulling out that $75,000 every year. So she's got a minimum of 6 years of long-term care and coverage that will pay her $75,000 a year. If she only needs $35,000 a year, well, guess what? That policy is going to last her over 12 years because the money in the bucket doesn't expire. So what we really did for her is we gave her a little gap, a little cushion right now. Maybe she only needs a couple $1,000s extra a month between her Social Security and pension, depends where she lives. She can pull out just a couple thousand out of that bucket. Or she can take the full $6,000 out and she can save her pension and her Social Security in her bank, which is what I would really recommend. In a long-term care situation, if you've got 6 years of coverage, you would want to pull as much money out of that bucket as you can and save your other money because, again, you know, a lot of people will die their first year, second year, third year. And so what you're saying is, that's my money in my long-term care bucket. Let me use that first and foremost. And if that doesn't cover everything, I'll use my Social Security and pension, but I can save that money because that money will be passed on to the kids that way. It also gives her $12,500 for medical equipment and home improvement. This is very important because, again, Leanne would like to age at home. So if she can age at home, one of the things, maybe she needs a wheelchair ramp. Maybe she needs some grab handles in the bathroom. Maybe she needs to widen a doorway or get an adjustable bed. They're going to give her $12,500 for that. They're also going to give her that same amount of money, $12,500 for caregiver training. So, again, her goal will be as close to her family as she can. So maybe her kids want to go take a class on medication management because they're, you know, maybe they have to have a series of medicines at certain hours and the kids can learn how to do that. Or the kids can take a class on Alzheimer's to learn how to, you know, be better support system for their mom, whatever it is. They'll pay for that as well, too. She has the same plan I do, which is access to the concierge level claim support. So again, when Leanne goes on claim, we literally just call an 800 number and they assign somebody to her. It's kind of, think of it as the travel guide. They understand the language. They understand what Medicare pays for. They understand the billing system. They understand how to get you a home health care aid. They know how to make sure they're not charging too much and balance all that stuff out. So you've got concierge level support that includes your claims support, case managers. It's just a wonderful program. And we've talked about that multiple times on this radio program, because that's really one of the most important parts of having a plan is you have that team of professionals to help you manage your situation when you need it. It has a 0-day waiting period for home and community care. That means that she can go on claim. She doesn't have to wait 90 days. She doesn't have to pay the first 90 days or the first 60 days. It's a 0-day waiting period. And if she doesn't use this plan, here's the best part. She put $142,000 into the plan. If she gets lucky and she doesn't need long-term care insurance, $156,000 is paid back to the estate. She's actually going to get a little bit more money back than she paid back. And think about it. That's a guaranteed gift. She's saying, I'm going to leave that to the grandkids. It makes her feel good. Because, you know, again, with long-term care, we hope that we never use it. So what if she gets lucky, she doesn't, she gets to leave this 156. But guess what? If she does end up in a long-term care situation, she has $465,000 that she can use that does not have to come out of her IRA or her savings now. So that money can be protected for the family in the estate, and she can use that money along the way to pay college or do whatever she wants for the grandkids. So just think about what this really did for her. It takes a dedicated savings account that she had, and we just moved it into long-term care. We took money out of one pocket, we put a bunch of features and benefits on it, we tripled the value of it, and we stuck it back in her other pocket. She's never going to lose a dollar out of that money. It gives her and her family access to top-notch claim support. It gives her the breathing room to know that she's not going to be in trouble if she ends up in long-term care, that she's not going to burn through her retirement account, she's not going to burn through her little savings account. And it lets her enjoy retirement. Again, it's back to, if I know I've got a dedicated bucket of money to pay for long-term care, and again, it's not a huge bucket, right? But $6,000 a month, but she has her pension and Social Security that will never go away. She knows, she can rest assured. She's like, look, I've got some meaningful coverage now. I have a way to pay for long-term care so I can use my other money as I see fit for vacations or whatever it is. And it just lets her, lets her get to spend more time with her family and enjoy that. And it gives her the comfort and the assurance of knowing that she has a plan. She's not guessing. There's some guarantees. And that's what insurance is. It's a guarantee. It's going to guarantee that you have the money that you need when you need it. And that's why we get it. It's not a maybe. It's that guarantee. So wonderful, wonderful program. I'm going to take a quick breath and come up for air. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this week's radio show. I'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care and have your questions answered is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So get the great peace of mind long-term care coverage gave my family and me. Sign up now for the free live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
Okay, we are back, and I have come up for air. I'll tell you, this week getting the show put together, So for those not listening in Washington State, you can't connect with us. But out here in Washington State, it is just crazy. I have never seen anything like this in my life. That because of this new Washington State Trust Act, it's forcing people to either go out and get long-term care insurance or to just pay a tax for the rest of their lives on all their wages that they earn. And a lot of people don't want to do that because the benefit's not real meaningful. But the problem is it's created a lot of pressure on everybody. And, you know, everybody thinks that a guy think, oh, you must be just, you know, making hay right now. This must be really good for the long-term care insurance world. And it's not, because the average person, what they're looking for is they're saying, hey, how do I get out of this paying this tax? What's my cheapest plan? And so initially there were a bunch of agents out there that wrote these really small plans, you know, $50 a day for 2 years, and they set them up on monthly payments because people can take these plans out and they can cancel them. Once they get opted out of the state tax, they can cancel the plan. Well, the insurance company, whether you're getting $50 a day or you're getting $10,000 a month, they still have to do the medical underwriting. They still got to pay for the phone interview. They still got to get the medical records and they got to pay for those. And on average, it's about $600 per head just to underwrite. And then they've got to pay the insurance advisor. The insurance companies pay us. You don't pay us. So when you add all this up, the insurance companies are generally, as a general rule with insurance policies, they're in the red for the first, you know, 2 to 3 years in most cases, sometimes longer. And so they're looking at this and they're saying, we don't want these. We've got too many small deals coming in. And so they started raising the limit, saying you can't buy these $50 a day. And who would buy $50 a day? Somebody that was trying to add coverage. That's why they offered them. Everybody's like, well, why would they offer them if they're not going to sell them? It's like, well, if you had other long-term care insurance and maybe it didn't have an inflation rider and you were trying to get a little bit more coverage, that's when we would use those policies. But to just start out with a $50 a day benefit for 2 years with no inflation to just try to get out of a tax, that's not meaningful coverage. So anyway, a lot of the carriers have just pulled back and they said, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to underwrite these policies until after November. And then they also got a tremendous amount of just horrible applications, you know, not filled out correctly. They didn't do what we call field underwriting. If you go to our website, you'll see we start with a pre-screen. I won't even talk to you unless you fill out that pre-screen. That pre-screen tells us, you know, height, weight, what medications you're taking, any procedures you've had, because all policies are medically underwritten. So a lot of these people are just taking applications, send them to the insurance company, and then the insurance company gets them in their queue. They go through all this work, they pull it up, and they see that, oh, great, you know, this person was diagnosed with kidney cancer last year, so they're uninsurable. And so it's just clogging up the system. And so we're getting a lot of that too. So again, we've had two more carriers pull out this last week. So I will tell you, if you're listening outside of Washington State, just be very, very aware, because other states are going to start doing this. And ideally, the message is that, yes, long-term care is a real problem in this country. So you have a choice. You either can plan for yourself, or you're going to get forced to maybe buy a plan like Washington State doing. That's what they're just simply doing. They're saying if you don't have a plan, you have to buy or you have to pay into our plan, which is just a payroll tax. The sad thing about this is they're not going to give people next year that option to go out and get a plan and get out of the tax. And so that's what's created this mess. If it was just an open time frame where they said, if you don't have long-term care insurance, we're going to tax you. Once you get long-term care insurance, then we won't tax you. That would be a little bit more healthy, because that would start motivating people to say, well, maybe I'll look into this later or whatever it is, and they'll go get a meaningful plan. But that's not the way it works. So anyway, it's just been a real mess out here. And I tell everybody that because for those of you that have been listening to the radio show for a while and you're trying to get a plan in place, you know, we are still working on the asset-based plans. We have no traditional pay-as-you-go plans available at all now until November. And even the asset-based plans, we are somewhat limited on the way we are funding those. We don't have any monthly payments available anymore. Those will come back again after November 1st. But just be aware that this is what's really going on out there. If you'd like to learn more, too, about long-term care, just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. We have our process out there. We're going to start with that pre-screen. Then we're going to gather some information from you. And then we design custom plans just like we did for Leanne this week. And that's really what we want to do. We want to look at the whole big picture. This is one of the best assets you can have. And when we talk about asset-based plans, it means that there is an asset. So for like Leanne, there's always going to be some money there. So again, our website, 525longtermcare.com. Next class is next Wednesday, the 11th at 3 p.m. Again, 525longtermcare.com to sign up for that. And if you have any questions, You can contact us through our website. We'll be glad to get back to you, and I hope everybody has a great week. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.
As we age, we can't always plan on good health, but you can plan long-term care coverage to give peace of mind to you and your family. Story Monson, a great way to learn about long-term care and have your questions answered is to join my friends from 525 Advisors for their free long-term care planning live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll learn so much. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. Then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will design a custom plan with you, like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay our estate back if we never use it. I love how much time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So get the great peace of mind long-term care coverage gave my family and me. Sign up now for the free live webinar this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.